32. The Planning and Zoning Commission met last night. Deputy Director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe, joins me on the line. Morning, Pat. Welcome. How you doing? And Happy New Year to you. How you doing?
Good morning, Tony. Happy New Year to you.
All right. Give us some of the highlights of last night's meeting, if you could.
Thank you. We had a very very busy meeting for the first meeting of the new year. First item on our agenda was 75 Holly Hill. This had been before the commission two or three times before. They're looking to fit a daycare center into the office building by converting some of their former office space. The commission had little tweaks at the end, you know, landscaping and some details regarding the outdoor play area, but all in all, they were happy with the results and approved it with modifications. Second on their agenda was a two-lot coastal subdivision in Old Greenwich. It's a lot that spans from Winnetta Lane, to Northorne Road. And the commission, again, this is another one that we've heard a few times before. The applicant was able to get all the details together and is providing a modest, but it's still there, open space easement in satisfaction of the commission's request. And they, again, moved that forward and approved that last night. Number three is Stephen Friedheim and his property at 1 Smith Road. This was a combination of several renovations to the existing home and some of the outbuildings on the property. This was heard at the end of last year. The applicant went back to make some modifications in response to requests made by the commission. The applicant was able to do that. They received variances, moved some of the buildings out of the flood zone, and were able to get an approval from the commission last night with some conditions going forward. Number four was a moderate income housing development. It is a proposal for the former Friendly's, now M&T Bank site in Coscob. If everyone's familiar with that, sort of next to the CVS, opposite the People's Bank building. The applicant there is looking to do a mixed-use building, three stories, first floor commercial, upper floors with 22 units, five of which would be moderate income, which is the town's local zoning program. It's not 830G or an affordable statewide program. That was a preliminary application. The commission took a lot of time talking about the pluses and the minuses about the design of the building and the siting of the proposal and the location. And the applicant got a lot of good feedback from the commission and as well as neighbors who came out raising their concerns about a new building on that site. So the applicant will be going back and to the drawing board and making some what we feel would be probably be improvements to the plan, and we hope to look at that later in February. excuse me, number five, Charter Greenwich. This is the Starbucks building on the corner of Havemeyer and Greenwich Avenue. They are looking to add a elevator and stair tower to the rear of the building, which the rear in this case is along Havemeyer, closer to the armory side of Havemeyer. And the commission, although they sought input from the Historic District Commission because Greenwich Avenue is in a National Historic District, the commission decided to go on a little bit of a different direction in the look and design of the stair tower, asking it to look more like the fenestration and architectural details of the current Starbucks building, for lack of a better name right now. And they approved it with modifications last night. Number six was a postponement. Number seven and eight are related applications. This is 21 Calhoun Drive. It is a home that was built at the turn of the last century, and the applicant there is looking for a historic overlay, which is a overlay rezoning, which can afford a property owner some incentives under the regulations to build at a higher density or add units to a house in a single-family zone that may not have been permitted as of right. there was significant neighbor interest and interest on the commission about the proposal. They're looking to save the home and build a second dwelling on the property. The unique siting of the building is such that the new house would actually be on the street and in front of what is the historic structure, and the commission is just expressing some, reservation over if that layout and the design of the proposed home and the grading and all the things that go along with new home construction is meeting the intent of the historic overlay. That was also echoed by a number of neighbors who came out as well, who had the same concern that the applicant was creating a two-lot subdivision by using the HO regulations and not respecting what the historic district, what the historic overlay is actually intending to do. That was left open. I'm sure there'll be a lot of discussion between now and the next time we see it, and possibly some changes. There was some, you know, some middle ground that I think could be reached, but again, it's all in the details going forward. Number nine is the Elizabeth Grant and Thomas Engel for the Marie Schwartz estate. This is on 7 Dempsey Lane, which is a private road off of North Street. It is a very large parcel, about 12 and a quarter acres, and in the RA2 zone, the applicant there was looking to divide it into two building lots, about four to almost 5 acres each lot, with a large open space parcel. There's a lot of wetlands and natural features on the site that make it difficult for development, but very good for conservation. And the commission heard that for the first time last night and approved that with modifications. 10 and 11 are sister projects. They are new homes on a subdivision approved the beginning of last year on Dublin Hill Road. These homes are over 150,000 cubic feet in volume, which triggers a Planning and Zoning Commission approval. And that went to the commission last night, and those were approved with modifications as well. And the last tail end of their meeting is items 12, 13, and 14, a zoning map amendment for historic overlay at 102 through 118 Sheep Hill Road, as well as a preliminary re-subdivision and a site plan special permit, all for the same parcels. This is a property on Sheep Hill in Riverside. It is sort of across the street from Silo Hill, for anybody who's familiar, also known as Bella Lane. It is a little enclave of five homes that have, some of which have been around for over a century, and the property owner there is looking to do something creative and sort of creating a, I think what the commission suggested is was being called a homestead, the reflective of the turn of the century, you know, a typical homestead that may have been in existence on Sheep Hill Road, given the name Sheep Hill, you know, sheep herding and that and whatnot. Again, this is a rezoning first, re-subdivision second, site plan special permit third. The commission raised some concerns again about the quality of the structures and the vintage of the structures as it applies to the historic overlay and the qualifications of that regulation. They asked the applicant to provide more detail about the history of buildings because there's a little discrepancy in the records in the town as to exactly how old some of these structures are. The first precept of the HO is that the building has to be pre-1940, and some of those appeared buildings on the site appeared to not be. So that was one topic of discussion. The other is the execution of the future plan for this homestead campus, what exactly the property owner had in mind. They were more or less looking for the commission's input as to the feasibility of even approaching or attempting to do something like this. And so that they got a lot of feedback from the commission at the meeting last night, and that one will be pushed off for a few meetings until they come back with maybe some more information that the commission can really dive into and give some real constructive feedback to.
All right. Well, we knew that it was going to be a lot of there were a lot of postponements from December, a lot on this agenda.
Yes.
It looks like you got through a lot, though, Pat. Right.
We did. We were very successful, and a lot of things will be, you know, February is going to be robust as well, I guess.
Right. So, yeah. Well, when is the next meeting, and what's on the agenda?
Sure. Our next meeting is the 28th of January, and we have, another large meeting. Some of the highlights are going to be the field clubs coming in on Lake Ave for some renovations to their facilities. The Greenwich Country Day, their field location, which is down the hill from the old church site, they are coming to the commission now. This has been through Wetlands, and now it's on to us for their field athletic field improvements and modifications. We have returning is two projects at 581 and 500-600 West Putnam Avenue. That was a frequent applicant early last year where they were looking to put in moderate-income housing. The applicant received preliminary approvals at that time, and they're back now to and seeking their finals. I will say that the 500-600 project is exactly as those who were interested remember. 581 has been revised. It's now a completely residential building that was before proposed to be a mixed-use commercial under residential, and that so they've revised that plan and have a different building and a different, actually a different ingress and egress off of West Putnam Avenue than what was considered or saw at the last go-around. Potentially, we may also have 1205 East Putnam Avenue. That is the lot next to McDonald's in Riverside at Exit 5. That's going to be dependent upon the applicant having, you know, more detailed plans coming forward. So stay tuned for that, but that there's a potential for that to come back. And the other one other item would be a coastal site plan at 30 Sunset, and that just those go to the commission as being adjacent to the water. So that's the look of for the next meeting coming up on the 28th.
All right, great, Pat. Thanks very much. Good detailed report. Appreciate your time this morning. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. You too. Bye.
Okay. That's Pat LaRoe, Deputy Director of Planning and Zoning. P&Z met last night.